Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
First of all, I stand corrected. Leon Rose, who's the president of the Knicks, made that decision. And there is no title of general manager on the Knicks website. This is the weirdest structure of front office I've ever seen in my life. Nonetheless.
Like the Cowboys.
Yes. And yeah, the guy at the top is running everything.
Yeah.
And you went to training camp yesterday, and the question that has been burning in me since you went is, and I know a lot of people want to know this, did you see more Under Armour or Nike cleats?
And everybody had different cleats on, different socks. Okay. Some guys all had, right, you know, the no-shows or the ankle socks. Some guys, you know, had the crew socks and went up. No, it was, you know, it is what it is. It's like, because I talked to a retired veteran about OTAs, and it's so funny. Like, I went for the same reason he went. It's like, and this is true. We discussed OTAs a while ago, and because I told him, I had gone to OTAs, and he's like, "What do you do? Why? What'd you go there for?" I said, "Well, just, you know, basically so I could say I went, so the Ravens know, you know, we're interested, and we go." And, you know, I knew I don't get much out of it, but I did. He goes, "That's exactly why we go." He goes, "I swear to you," he's like, "they, even the players know that," he said, "it doesn't matter, even if we don't practice, you know, we can go and, you know, go to the weight room. But if you see us there, we can say we were at OTAs just so you guys don't dog us on the radio, and then we got to hear it." And that's, it's so funny. But that's, so I was there. But anyway, it's just fun, though. I do like being there because, you know, playing football, I played for 10 years from, you know, my childhood to college. So it's kind of fun to be back, you know, on the grass and all the tackling dummies and the, you know, the pads and the boxing gloves on the stick, all the things that are there. And, you know, watching guys run around and go through drills that we've all done if you played football. I enjoy it, so I do like being there. You don't get a whole hell of a lot out of it, because, and I'm not going to go through the attendance role because it's not important, and I don't really, I only paid attention to who I was interested in. And it was fun to kind of watch some of these guys, and good to see them on the field. You know, and Lamar wasn't there, and nor should he be, in my opinion. Or I don't see Derrick Henry. You think these guys need OTAs when you're just running around? Because even when they go, you know, 7-on-7, not a whole lot you're doing. You're not in full pads. You're not going to hit. So it's like, you know, and actually one of the Patriots, they lost one of their linebackers had a calf injury. You don't want to see this stuff at OTAs. But some of the guys I did see, like Roquan was there, because I
shot him. How's he look?
He looked good.
I thought he looked a little bigger last year, to be honest with you.
Yes. That's why I think he looked good. I think he may have been a little too heavy last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he looked a little leaner. On the flip side, Trent Simpson, he looked like a comic book character. He looked really big, like bigger than he did anyway. And this is what, you know, like Mike Preston always talks about this. The guy needs a year in the weight room. I think that's what Simpson did. He looked good, and not fat. I mean, he looked like a yield sign. He was like built like, you can tell because it's just basically in jerseys and helmets and stuff. Got to see a little bit of Mike Green, you know, in drills, and of course, you know, Ricard was doing his thing with the tight ends and fullbacks. So Starks and Armour Davis were with the ones, but and again, you can't take much out of it though because so many veterans weren't there. So I mean, watching the ones were Armour Davis and Starks. Yeah, and they you know they look good, but they you know they're not playing against ones. They you know they've replaced people that weren't there essentially. Not like they were you know they beat them in anything. But it was fun to see. The one thing I will say I did like that was noticeable because it applies here. Cooper Rush looked pretty good, Rashawn. Because I'm sure he's gonna like to hear that. I was talking to Ken McKusick.
Did he avoid a pass rush?
Did
he pick up the blitz?
he threw a nice ball. He looked better than previous backups did just in practices like this. He really did. And that wasn't just me. That was Ken McKusick thought the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. Vinny Serrato was there. I was standing next to those guys for much of the practice. I thought
Cooper. Did you ask Vinny who had the bigger butt?
I didn't, but I'm gonna. It's so funny. I did say that. Did I say him or McKusick? Because what I did notice was, and this is true, because that. You know, and we won't make fun of Vinny for that because it's
yeah,
but
do.
It's real. I mean,
you know, we make fun when we're in the same room.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm the same guy as back. And we talk. We all make fun of him for that, but it's a real thing. But you know, you got a big butt. Yeah, because you need that in football. You need a big butt to generate power. You know, and both as a you know say running back, a linebacker, whatever it may be, you need it. So. I was looking at guys, and this is what I was laughing about to myself. I said, I'm going to go talk about tomorrow. I'm going to talk about men's butts and legs on the air. That's what I'm going to talk about. And it sounds so ridiculous when I think about it. But yeah, it was something I did. And one of the guys I did notice, it was a fourth round pick, Teddy Buchanan.
Yeah.
The kid out of Cal.
Yeah.
Talk about a linebacker. Because it would happen at one point, they're all standing together waiting their turn to you know do the tackling drill and the linebacker drills. His thighs, calves, glutes, big, noticeably compared to the other guys who, I mean, everybody there was fit, obviously. But he was noticeably thick and interesting. He may get some playing time as a fourth round pick. Yeah, he was. He really was. To the point where I started laughing because of all the stuff we make fun of Vinny about with, you know, big butt and big legs. He's got it. He noticeably, you know, I'm not saying like Saquon big, but noticeably bigger than some of the other players who were also, you know, linebackers. So, yeah, I did notice that. But all in all, it was good. One of the things I did like, because, you know, I watched the linebacker drills for the most part and the pass rushers. Trent Simpson was getting a lot of really one-on-one time. And we're close enough to hear the instruction, you know, because, you know, the way it works there. They split up into, you know, different quadrants of the field. And if they're in one of the far, you can't see anything. So I was there with the linebackers and pass rushers. And Simpson was getting a lot of one-on-one instruction from the linebackers coaches. You know, they were doing a shed and tackle drill. And people, it's so technical. You know, they actually teach which foot to be, you know, leading with, how to actually, you know, take someone to the ground, which, you know, which way to twist and take them down with a tackling. It's not just random where you just run up and throw your arms around somebody. And he got a lot of one-on-one coaching, which I thought was really good because he probably needs it. You know, I have high hopes of Simpson, but I think he's going to be better than a lot of people think because he had better speed because he played some safety in college. But I was watching the instructional part of the practice. I was like, yeah, this is kind of cool. So all in all, I thought it was kind of cool. And of course, the other thing you notice, Tyler Loop. Kickers are so strange. What a weird existence. Everybody, you know, there's 100 guys on one side of the field and there's one guy to the right doing something. Nobody knew what it was. People were, is he about to yoga? What's he doing? Some kind of odd warm-up thing, you know? Not quite like we've seen quarterbacks do, like Dak, but he was doing something similar where he was just backing up all the way by himself. And say, what a weird existence to be on a football team with all these guys, and you're always by yourself.
Now, then I hope this time around we do that with this kicker. Let him be by himself. Stop trying to make him bigger than the Mount Rushmore of the Ravens. No, he's a kicker.
Yeah.
He's a kicker.
Yep.
Ed went to training camp OTAs yesterday, and he's going to do the hockey at 7:30. But on the other side, you know, we both said we think Lamar Jackson is going to have more passing yards in 25 than he did in 24, which was a career high. Todd Monken said something that he expects from one of his players that kind of adds some fuel to that fire. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
To me, it just get better every year. Do a little bit more than I did last year. And as a team, get further than we did last year. So that's kind of my goal, do better. Just get better in every aspect of the game and try to push for the ultimate goal, the Super Bowl.
That's Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers on getting better. His rookie year, he had 77 receptions, 858 yards, averaging 11 yards per catch. Now, a lot of those catches were like right at the line of scrimmage. And he started off his second year doing the same thing, and then all of a sudden that changed. He had fewer receptions, 74, but he had almost 300 more yards. Almost 200 more yards, 1,059. Averaging 14 yards a catch. Zay Flowers got better last year. This is what his offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, has to say about him moving forward.
Well, we just got to get him the ball more. I mean, that's really it. The problem is we have a lot of those guys. Like, he's an unbelievable football player. You know, he's not only an outside receiver that has elite route running skills, but he's unbelievable with the ball in his hands. So you have, like, a guy that fits two positions, really plays two spots. Now, I'm not sure we're going to use that when it's contract negotiations and we see him as two players. But I'm just saying that you can use him in a variety of roles to get him the ball, which allows your volume to go up. You know, he's a volume catch guy. You can use him in novelty screens, getting him the ball down the field. So I expect him to take another leap, you know, in terms of you know, his consistency. But, you know, when you make it to the Pro Bowl or you're an all pro, like, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you are pretty good. And Zay Flowers is better than pretty good. And I think based on that, if that's their emphasis, when you start off with we got to give him the ball more, that means Zay Flowers is going to put up better numbers. And if Zay Flowers puts up better numbers, then so does Lamar.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned he's the coach mentioned he's good with the ball in his hand. And you talked about, you know, the receptions not being exceptional, but, you know, his yardage, it's because his yak is so high. He had the most yards after catch on the Ravens. And if he had more receiving, you know, receptions, more yardage, he'd actually be among the league leaders, I believe, because he is good with the ball in his hand. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you said a lot of those catches were at the line or near the line. They were. But doesn't, you know, as you said, not a bad thing. 463 yards after the catch. Because the guy who was behind him was a running back, was Justice Hill. Other people like that, you know, names you know, like Bateman and Andrews. Bateman had 184, Andrews 190, you know, two, likely 256. Zay had 463. So he just had more yards after the catch because he does make things happen once he has the ball in his hands.
See, and I know he does at the line of scrimmage, and I'm not saying you can't get him that from time to time, but his rookie year, to get him of his second year, I thought they did that too much. He's 5'9", 175. And he's not 175 throughout the course of the season. We all know that. If he can get yak yards with people in front of him, get him the ball downfield when there's only one or two defenders for him to beat.
Yeah.
And that's when he gets more touchdowns. Four touchdowns for Zay Flowers is an embarrassment.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's an 8 to 12 touchdown guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you get him the ball, run the right routes, clear out, put him in on, you know, maybe skinny post or crossing routes where everybody else goes the opposite way, and you got one man to beat, Zay Flowers is not getting caught.
Yeah.
Rashad Bateman didn't get caught. Zay Flowers about a step faster than that.
Yeah, and Bateman had 9 touchdowns. I think you're right, though. He reminds me of, with his skill set, you talk about skinny post or crossing routes. I like the crossing routes particularly because, if you remember, Antonio Brown used to just make life miserable for the Ravens with that. He wouldn't be deep, but you hit him in stride as he's crossing, and he would be, you know, he'd turn into a 40-yard catch. And I think Flowers can do the same thing.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun offense. I think you know, what you heard from Todd Monken, when he's talking about receivers getting better, that means they're still planning to throw the football. And I love that. And I don't want them to be a 40-pass-a-game type of team. No, because you don't have to be in this offense, but you can be an offense that if you design better routes and you learn how to play chess a little bit with that defense, you know, Lamar could throw 20 for 350. You know, he can. He got a lot of big play guys on his offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And they had a really prolific offense last couple of seasons. I think it's getting better and better. And the one thing that was consistent, you know, mocking OTAs a little bit. But the one thing we did discuss, and this was among the, you know, not just the press corps there, but some of the, you know, the coaches, the Ravens media folks, the roster was stacked. Like, this is really, really good roster. Perhaps the best in the NFL. And the only team I'd say was, you know, arguably better would be the Eagles, who happened just to win the Super Bowl last year. I think the Ravens, if they don't go to the Super Bowl this year, if they stay healthy, obviously it's always the caveat, they should be, you know, taking the next step, because this team is absolutely positively loaded. I think they're better on offense this year and better on defense. So it should be a fun year for us.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this hump day Wednesday in Baltimore. And, you know, it's I agree with you. This team is loaded. But they're also a team that's been known not to make plays when they have to make plays. And that's what has to happen in the 2025 season.
Right.
Shovels at 8:15. But on the other side, Ed Norris does the hockey up next on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is on vacation. Ed's in Baltimore. I'm holding it down here in Seattle. Ed,
yeah.
NHL Stanley Cup Final begins tonight. And folks, please, I'm not even the big NHL guy, but please, call it a final. Not the finals.
Yes, it's the final.
It's the Stanley Cup Final. I heard people on TV.
All the time.
Stanley Cup final star. No, it does not. That doesn't exist.
No, it's the final.
I'm sorry. I'm
glad you said that because, you know, if I say it, people make fun of me. But it is like it's the final, not the finals. And it's just very different. I think it's the coolest trophy in sports. I mean, what other trophy makes the travels, has babies bathe in it, has guys drink beer out of it, has people do other things in it? Like, it's fun. It gets dented. It gets traveled. Everybody gets to carry. It's a very cool thing. And the reason Joe came in with that, you know, the Two Princes song, is by the Spin Doctors, by the way. You know when that came out, Rob? 1990. I should have just let you go because you always guess these right. 1993. I Will Always Love You came out that same year. Boom, there it is. That came out, you know, by a tag team. And
was that Rump Shaker too? Did that come out? No, Rump Shaker got them in 92.
This was 93. Yeah. And, you know, and some of our favorite movies came out this year. And going through this quickly. My favorite, maybe one of my favorites of all time, but Bronx Tale came out in 1993, right? The Fugitive.
It's the worst thing in the world, Ed.
Waste of talent. Now you can't leave. Schindler's List, The Fugitive, Jurassic Park. The reason I bring this up, do you know that's the last time a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup?
Really?
Yeah, 1993. It's hard to believe. 1993, that's 32 years of no championship for a Canadian team, which I find incredible. But it's true. I mean, the Rangers won in 94, and then, you know, on and on. The Red Wings won a couple. The Devils, the Avalanche. Then all the Florida teams started to make their run, and the Blackhawks, who were terrible now, won three within a couple of years. But anyway, the point is, no Canadian team has won. Is this the year? Because now we have the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers again, the same teams as last year. Panthers won last year. It's going to be a great series. I truly believe these are the two best teams. You know, I watched a lot. I didn't watch a lot of the Oilers because I guess, you know, where they play, you don't see a lot of their games. Did watch a lot of Panther hockey though, and that is a really loaded hockey team, incredibly physical. The Hurricanes, you know, who made quick work of the Caps, who beat them during the regular season. I don't know how this, you know, turned around so quickly on them, but they went through the Caps and Hurricanes meet the Panthers and ain't going anywhere, man. Not going anywhere. So I really think that this is going to be a repeat for the Panthers. I differed from other people. I don't know if you have an opinion on this because, you know, Connor McDavid is on the Oilers. He got, you know, Draisaitl, Oilers. They're the top two scorers in the postseason right now with 26 and 25 points respectively. They do this during the regular season. They're stepped up in the playoffs now. And, you know, it's just a very good, talented team. However, it's a little, they're very different in their styles. They just are because you got teams that are physical, teams that are finesse teams, and I think now you got a matchup of exactly that, where you just got, you know, a very talented team in Edmonton. You got great goal scorers there, but you've got a really physical team in Florida. And this is my thinking for this series, where without going to too many individuals, I just mentioned the two, you know, stars on the Oilers because they're so prominent. But the one thing I look at, and it's a very odd stat to look at, I think, is penalty minutes.
Okay.
Because the Oilers play a pretty clean game. They only had 125 penalty minutes in this postseason. And I didn't look at the regular season with them, but it's probably similar. The Panthers, on the other hand, led all teams in the postseason with 279. This indicates to me exactly what I see. I watched some dirty play from the Panthers. They get away with a lot of really over-the-top physicality. I mean, forearms to people's faces and laying guys out on the ice when, you know, they should have been whistled. Nothing. You know, they got away with it. And when they do get caught, which is where the penalty minutes indicate, yeah, they get caught a lot because they're willing to do that. You know why? Because their penalty kill is 88%. So they can play shorthanded, and you're still not going to score on these guys for the most part. So to me, I think they're going to do the same thing in this series. It's just, you know, be really physical and just, you know, challenge the Oilers to score on them. And, you know, and the Oilers have a good power play percentage, but I don't know if it's going to matter because these guys can really intimidate you. If they go after Draisaitl and McDavid and, you know, do lay some heavy hits on them, you know, hurt them a little bit, intimidate them a little bit, it's going to be a quick series, I think, as skilled as they are. Because I think in times like this, physical wins, particularly in the postseason, you get to the postseason and you get later in games, third period, if they go to overtime, they ain't calling anything. They're going to let them play.
That's so NBA-like. I don't like that. I hate when people say you don't want the officials to dictate the game or decide the game. When you eat your whistle, you're deciding the game still.
You are.
Because you're giving somebody else the advantage.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. And I think that's
your job.
Yeah, I think that's the advantage the Panthers have, given the history of this, where they're going to let them, I think they're going to let them play. And if they do that, Florida's going to win. Because they're very tough. It's a very tough bunch of guys on that team. And you'll see it. Because the series of the Lightning, because those two, they hate each other. I mean, the two Florida teams, I mean, they see each other all the time. They went at it a lot in the postseason. It got really dirty. And I think, you know, you may see that with the Oilers and Panthers now. So we shall see. I'm looking forward to it, though, because this is my favorite time of year, Stanley Cup hockey. Looking forward to the series very much.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now, you say you think the streak continues, no Canadian team. How – this is the – am I right? Canada is this country that started the NHL, am I right?
They started the NHL, but they're, you know, part of the original six. I mean
– right.
You know, and the Montreal Canadiens have the most Stanley Cup victories in history.
Right.
So, and the, you know, the Hockey Hall of Fame, as you know.
I love the fact that you pointed out yesterday that probably it was only six teams in when they were winning all those titles.
Right. So, I mean, you front load your victories. It's not that hard. I mean,
because I don't remember them winning any.
Well, yeah. And again, you wouldn't, because the last one was them in 1993. They won in 93. Yeah. That's the last one. They've won 23. The Maple Leafs have won 13. So the two original six teams that were Canadian have the most Stanley Cups.
Can you imagine, Ed? Let's imagine that the Major League Baseball had eight Canadian teams.
Yeah.
And they went, 32 years without the United States winning
a
World Series. How, in your opinion, how embarrassing is that to the country of Canada?
I think it's terribly embarrassing. I think it's really, really. You think they want to lose to American teams, even if they're comprised of mostly Canadian players. They don't want to lose to American teams. They were going to lose to a team from Florida twice, and that's just the Oilers. And you went to the Hockey Hall of Fame. You brought me back that nice brochure, the magazine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The Toronto Maple Leafs, where the Hall of Fame is housed, an original six team, has a Hockey Hall of Fame. They haven't won the Stanley Cup in 57 years. 57 years. Wow. So, I mean, it's got to stick in their throats up there. It really does. Because it's been a long, long time.
Now, you gave me material. You know, last time I was in Toronto, I told them I just wanted to be up there one last time before they become the 51st state. Now I got something else on them.
Yeah. Everyone says
I might not make it home. Yeah, I might not make it home.
Yeah, drop the gloves.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, Ed. Ed did the hockey. Shovels at 8:15. But on the other side, the Bears took care of business last night up here in Seattle. Orioles baseball up next.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots
slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Man.
Swing and a miss. Rowdy is down on strikes. That will finish the ball game, and the Orioles have their best win streak of the season. They pound out 13 hits, and they roll 5-1, and they get a happy homecoming return from Colton Cowser, who homers in his first game off of the injured list.
That's Ben Wagner, courtesy of Masson Sports, as the Birds win last night 5-1 over the Seattle Mariners. As Ben said, they pounded out 13 hits last night, but the big news, the big talk was Tomo Sugano. He goes 7 innings, giving up 1 run. That 1 run was the home run to Raleigh Tellez. But he looked awesome. He looked absolutely awesome last night. I saw he went into the tunnel with his translator and Frenchie, the pitching coach. And after, it was obvious he was coming out of the seventh inning, and it looked like they had to convince him that he needed to come out the seventh inning.
No good.
I don't think he wanted to come out the seventh inning. I'm serious. He threw 90 pitches through 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hit strikeout, 5 strikeouts. But he didn't look happy to not be able to go back out there in the eighth inning.
Good. That's what you like to hear.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to, you know, keep going. Because this has been, well, obviously a tough season. But he's been the guy that, one of the guys on the team that's really kept this team alive. So I'm happy to hear he had that kind of spirit. Because it's, to me, that's a nice thing to hear.
I love the eighth inning. Brian Baker came in, gave up 2 quick hits, 2 singles, and then finished the inning on 2 strikeouts. And the last out was Rodriguez, and Julio Rodriguez. And Baker, you know how Baker is when he gets that last out, especially if it's a strikeout. He yelled and flexed. And Rodriguez looked at him and gave him a long stare. And I thought to myself, to be continued. To be continued. Because
yeah.
Baker flexed and looked right at him. Ah!
Did he?
Yeah. But that's Baker, though. I mean, whether – I don't know. You could say – and hear me out. Before you all said, the reliever for the Jays who's failed out physical, who's now with them. I forget his name. Anyway, when he blew the kiss at the Orioles, I didn't cry foul, Ed, if you remember. Mm-hmm. I didn't cry foul.
I know.
That's part of the game. You want him to stop blowing kisses, don't let him have saves. So I'm not just being biased for the Orioles. That's Brian Baker. You don't want him yelling because he struck you out there in the inning? Don't strike out there in the inning. That's simple. You know, get a two-out base hit and score a run. Then you won't have that. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Hey, let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Yeah. I'm glad you let me know because I forgot what day it was. Happy Wednesday to you, Antonio.
Should Orioles pitcher Tomoyuki Sugano be a Rookie of the Year candidate? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too, and that's a great question. That's something that was brought up last night by both Ben and Jim Palmer, that at this rate, Ed, you know, you give him another two or three weeks like this, two or three starts like this, then you have to start considering him for Rookie of the Year as a candidate.
Absolutely, yeah. For sure. Who else? I mean, he's going to be one of the top candidates for it for sure, right? Thinking about it off the top of my head,
5-3, 3.04 earned run average. I mean, he has all the numbers that suggest that he should be. His whip on the year is 1.04, man.
Well,
it's not a lot of traffic.
No, there's not. A lot of competition.
Yeah. His whip is top 20 in baseball. Earned run average, low threes. I mean, he checks all the boxes right now for a Rookie of the Year candidate. Again, I'm not saying he wins Rookie of the Year, but, you know, right now he has to consider him to be a strong candidate for that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I think it's safe to say Sugano is our ace. If Bradish and Grayson Rodriguez come back, by the time we reach 500, if we can get to 500, do you think the O's make a trade before the deadline?
What, to improve the team?
Yeah, well, I mean, for next year, just in case, I don't know, because, like I said, the goal is to get to 500, but if they get to 500 before the trade deadline, like maybe middle of, like, July, you think they make a trade?
That's a great question, Eli, because I have to have certain – there's certain parameters to this. Mm-hmm. If that 500 means that they're close to wild card contention, then I think they do make a trade. If that 500, you're still not close, which I can't see. I think if you're 500 around that time, you're close to wild card contention. Then I could see them maybe selling some guys off. I could. I think they may trade either way. It depends on who they're trading. If they're trading to get back in it, then some of the usual suspects that we talked about will get traded. If they feel like they're not in it, then the Zach Eflins of the world, maybe even Sugano and guys like that might get traded because you may get more for them in the future. I think 500 based on their contention depends on who they trade, Ed.
I agree. I think it's going to be a tough decision because
that's not a great question, by the way.
It is a great question because they're not going to be, in contention. But if they're not far enough out from the wild card, then they have to make decisions. Well, are we going to, we're playing much better baseball. We can catch these teams. We can have a wild card slot. We have to give it a try. So they're not going to trade. And the other issue I have, you mentioned Eflin and Sugano. I just would hate to see them trade because what do we need? We need pitching.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a right-handed bat, but you need pitching. And if you trade away the two pitchers that are you're probably your best pitchers on your staff right now because you don't know what you're getting back when the injured guys come back. What are you going to get? You're going to get other pitchers, but you still only have two pitchers there. You probably get one for one. I don't know. It's going to be a very tough decision to make.
And to me, well, the only reason why I brought those names up, Eflin and Sugano, because they're pending free agents. Yeah. And you may want to trade them for somebody who's desperate and who needs them. Yeah, that's a good question, Eli. Let's go out to the phone line. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Rashawn, we're talking baseball. Cooper getting having a good practice does not go in this segment.
Oh, I didn't know you had a good practice.
Oh, I had said it earlier.
You know, I mentioned it earlier.
I wasn't listening. My bad. I was in the meetings earlier. You know, but that's expected, man. When you got the best backup in the league, though, you know, coming in and you paid the guy $5 million or something like that. So, you know, you
I do like Bob Haney right now to digress and let's go back to baseball.
All right, yeah, that's what I'll call for about baseball. Yeah. So, I called yesterday, man. I told you, man. You know, I was like, man, this could be a big game for Kowser coming back, facing Kirby, who has been a little struggling a little bit with that 11-point-something ERA. And he gave up, 8 hits last night. I mean, he got his ERA down to 8 last night. But, man, Sagano still outdueled him, though, and outpitched him and everything, man. You know, for him to be a former Cy Young candidate and everything. And, hey, y'all, listen.
I don't think he looked bad last night at all. He did. You did give up 8 hits in 5 innings. But I think overall, mm-hmm. I mean, you compared to this, how does Zach Eflin look when he came back from the IL?
He looked good that first game back.
I mean, yeah, but overall, he looked okay that first game. Yeah. Zach Eflin wasn't on the IL nearly as long as Kirby.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think for a guy that's working, he's working his way back, and pitching is such a field position. You know, I mean, you gotta feel it, and I just think he's trying to get the feeling back. I think George Kirby is still George Kirby. He's just not himself right now.
Right, right. Hey, Rob, before I go, right, another person that's been reducing in this lineup, man, that people don't speak about a lot, is the outfielder guy, Dylan Carlson.
Dylan Carlson, man.
Yeah, like he got 11 hits in his past 8 games. You know, he's giving us a little bit more production in the bottom of that lineup whenever he's in there.
Well, do you know Dylan Carlson's history?
Not too much about it.
All right, Dylan Carlson has been here before. I mean, he's not – I think if you don't really know his history, you think he's this new guy that just, you know, Orioles brought up, not a veteran. He's been around since 2020. He's had years of 266, 18 home runs, 65 RBI, OPS of 780. He did that in 2021. The next year, OPS was right under 700. He kind of fell off after that. But he was third in Rookie of the Year in 2021.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's not. He's a guy who's had some major league success. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed took a trip to OTAs. He'll tell you all about that at 8:30. But on the other side, there's 48 days left of the trade deadline, and somebody brought that up just a minute ago. Great question. The Olds would need to play over 600 baseball to get back to 500 by the 31st. Do you think they can do it? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.